Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Thrombosis is the underlying cause of three cardiovascular killers. It's a life-threatening but preventable condition. Dr. Maeve Crowley is a consultant hematologist at CUH and joins me. Maeve, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me on today.
Delighted to do so. It's the numbers are the scary bit. How common thrombosis is, and we don't even know what it is.
So I think the thing to think about it, and the main aim of World Thrombosis Day is to raise awareness, because if it's picked up early, it's much more treatable, and there's lots of things we can do to prevent it. But we know that thrombosis is associated with 1 in 4 deaths worldwide, which is a huge number of people. Blood clots, as opposed to kind of clots in the heart or the brain, strokes and heart attacks, but blood clots in the lungs and the legs are very common. So we call them pulmonary emboli or deep vein thrombosis. But it's just clots in the veins, and clots can occur in any blood vessel in the body. Mm. So when we're thinking about a clot in the lung, we're thinking about kind of chest pain, shortness of breath, difficulty doing activities that were normally very easy, like climbing the stairs. And then when we're thinking about clots in the legs, we're thinking about pain or swelling or redness in the leg.
Yeah. I see one statistic that is, I thought this was frightening, Maeve. In Europe alone this year, over 500,000 people will die from blood clots, related to blood clots, which is more than a combination of AIDS, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and motor vehicle accidents.
I know, it is terrifying. So even if we look at certain kind of high-risk patients, so cancer patients, after cancer, clotting is the second most common cause of death in this patient group. And it's the leading cause of death of pregnant women. There's lots of things that are associated with a higher risk. So even being admitted to hospital, I think up to 50 to 60% of clots are related to hospital admission. And this risk lasts for up to 90 days. And that's why the HSC have put it in their patient safety plans to try and reduce the risk by modifying the risk factors and giving some preventative treatment when people are in hospital.
So how would one know if you had a clot or were developing a clot anywhere in the body?
So I think depending on where the clot occurs, that the symptoms will kind of present that way. So clot in the lungs, again, it's chest pain, especially if you're trying to take a deep breath, shortness of breath. Clot in the leg, it's leg pain, leg swelling, redness. And then if it's clot in other places, then you get different symptoms. So I think recently with COVID-19 vaccine, a lot of people were worried about clots in the veins in the brain, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, which is quite a rare cause of clot. But patients with that kind of clot generally get headaches or problems with their vision. Yeah. So I suppose the main thing is, if you're worried, it needs to be checked out. And to know who's at high risk is really important, so you know when you're appropriate to be worried.
Part of your regular check with your doctor, I guess. Let me bring in Noreen O'Leary. Noreen, you were actually training for a marathon, so one assumes that you were reasonably fit and healthy when you noticed that something was wrong. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Yes, I was as fit as I've ever been, really. I was training. I'm a non-smoker. I was very, you know, good, healthy diet. And I suppose, against what Maeve said there, the only thing I noticed was the more training I was doing, the weaker I was getting. Instead of increasing my distance and my speed, I was finding it very difficult. Yet I didn't have pain. I felt my clothes were too tight, and I just couldn't seem. I blame my sports bra regularly. But I never had pain as such. Just my breathing, and I was blaming it on, I suppose, that I wasn't doing enough exercise, or, you know, not strategically planning my exercise. But
eventually you rang the doctor. Why did you do that?
I actually had three nurses with me at the time we were talking. I said, I really find it difficult to breathe today. So I decided to tell the doctor that it was exercise-induced asthma. And I was quite definite that that was what I had. And he said, look, pop down. And I did. And I suppose it rolled on from there. He said, look, I'd just like to send you in for some tests. And within a day or two, I then was diagnosed with the DVT and a PE. Difficult to find, I think, in my case, because they were smaller and they were just throwing off little clots. But I suppose, you know, for somebody so fit, it was that's what I found the hardest thing to accept.
You're on medication now for life, are you?
Yeah, I will be a lifetime, because I have a specific type of blood problem, which occurs obviously in lots of different people. But I, you know, there are no family history or anything.
It's probably got a big, long name, but sticky blood is what we know it as.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the common name for it, which just means your body thinks that it is bleeding out of some part of you, so it automatically clots. You know,
so freaky.
So generally, PJ, the body is generally very clever, and what it wants to do is to keep your blood liquid in your blood vessels, and then if there's any kind of injury or trauma, it needs to clot off that area so that you don't bleed out. And it's when that balance is lost that we get this thrombosis, as Noreen is so well describing here. And lots of things throw that balance off. I suppose Noreen has sticky blood, or antiphospholipid syndrome, to give it its long name, which is one of the rarer causes. And that's why it's something we can't change. That's why she needs to stay on anticoagulation. Other people have blood clotting issues that we can kind of manage, like associated with pregnancy or hospital admission. And then once that high risk time is over, we can stop anticoagulation. So it's very much a personal approach.
So Noreen, your health is good again now. Are you running any more marathons or what?
Yeah, I haven't let it interfere with my life at all, really. You know, it's not something, obviously I'm conscious that it's there. You know, I don't do, I suppose, contact sports and things like that. But as regards anything else in my everyday life, it's perfectly normal. You know, my running is the same. I do lots of different exercises.
When you're on thinners, you have to be careful of yourself, don't you? You have to mind yourself a bit.
Excuse me?
You have to mind yourself a bit on thinners.
A little bit, yeah. Like, but I had a baby after I having the blood clot, and it was all without problem. Good. So, you know, I just was careful, but, you know, it didn't affect me as such.
Sure. Come back to you lastly, Maeve. For anybody listening who might be concerned about themselves, or indeed a loved one, what's the first step? Call your GP, I guess.
I think so. I mean, if you've got significant chest pain that's stopping you doing things, a bit like Noreen was describing that she couldn't do what she was able to do, then probably GP or out of hours, the hospital. Thrombosis Ireland is a wonderful patient advocacy group, and they have lots of information available on thrombosis.ie to give you tips about symptoms and signs and what to look out for and who's at risk. And then for some information afterwards, if you have this clot and you feel you're alone and don't know about it, there's lots of patient information leaflets as well. So it's an amazing resource for people.
Great. Okay. And today being World Thrombosis Day, that's why we wanted to touch base with you both. That's Dr. Maeve Crawley, consultant haematologist at CUH, and Noreen O'Leary, who has had clots and thrombosis herself. Thrombosis.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.